Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. Welcome back to the Bein Hazmanim series of Shiurim, Tavshin Pehe 2025, as we are post-Purim, pre-Pesach, and hope to share with everyone the Avoda and our focus for this period of time, where it is a beautiful period of time. Every time in our life is beautiful and has different, brings different things to us, but specifically the Erev Pesach, the pre-Pesach and the season, especially those who've been in Eretz Yisrael, the weather has been just magnificent and beautiful, and it brings with it a new flavor of life. Purim, Baruch Hashem, which was for some literally yesterday, those in Yerushalayim, and for the rest of us on Friday, Shabbos, a three-day Purim, more or less, a Purim Meshulash. And now we find ourselves preparing for Pesach, everyone at their level. As we know, Shloshim Yom Kodem Lachag, that a person is supposed to, especially Pesach. Pesach is the biggest Yom Tov of preparation, of preparing, of getting rid of chametz, of thinking of halachas. It's so powerful, and it teaches us something about life, that the in order for a person to get 7 days, 8 days of Yom Tov, we prepare. Everything is preparation, as this week's parasha tells us. Sheishis yamim, again Shabbos, again Sheishis yamim te'asa melacha u'b'yom ha'shvi yelachem kodesh Shabbos shabbosim la'Hashem, that we prepare all week for Shabbos. The entire week is there for, as a preparation for Shabbos. Just like our entire life is a preparation for afterlife, for Olam Haba. The more a person prepares, right? You think about it, the longer the journey, the longer preparation, right? If you're going, 10 minutes away or 20 minutes away, and you're not going to be there so long, so you don't have to bring much. You go back home, you pack up longer. You go back home for good, you have to pack even more. So the more we prepare, right? We prepare for Olam Haba. That's why we pack up an entire lifetime, because our destination, the bigger the destination, the longer the destination, the more significant the destination, the more we prepare and we prepare. So every week, it's incredible. Every week we're preparing for Shabbos. And again, this week's parsha, again, last week's parsha in Kisisa, also Veshamru B'nei Yisrael Shabbos. We spoke about Shabbos Friday night. We spoke about Shabbos in Yeshiva. And now again, I just want to mention something about Shabbos, because the parsha, the beginning is Vayakal Moshe. And before we continue the building of the Mishkan, as it's a repetition again, we're building the Mishkan, excuse me, we're building the Mishkan again, Truma, Tetzave, Kisisa, more Truma, Tetzave, but now again, Vayakel, again, the Mishkan. Rashi says very clearly, it says Shabbos, it talks about Shabbos before the Melechus HaMishkan to tell us, yeah, we have the Mishkan, but don't think you're going to be Mechalel Shabbos. Don't think that you could work on the Mishkan and that override Shabbos. And I really just want to focus on that, that pshat, and how we can maybe look at the stage that we're in right now, Bein Hazmanim, switching. It's a different malacha that we're doing right now. And I want to focus on the word te'aseh malacha. The Mefarshim tell us that te'aseh, it's like a funny lashon, sheishis yamim te'aseh, it's like the work was done. The work was done, te'aseh malacha. And it's telling us that the actual malacha of the Mishkan does not, you would think here I'm building the Beis HaMikdash. You would think that I'm building, right? What's the whole purpose of everything is to bring Hashem more in, to bring Hashem in my life, to build Hashem, v'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. I'm supposed to bring Hashem in my life. So why do I have Bein Hazmanim? Why do I work? Why would anybody work? Most people work. Why am I working? Why am I cleaning? Why am I doing mundane things? Right? Every Jew it would be more appropriate to say, like, every Jew, you just learn all day and all the time, and we just dedicate our lives to Hashem. Like, why do we, like, work? Why do I have to go home? Why do I have to go, right, work, make a lot of guys, you know, Erev Pesach will work, or on Pesach will work. Like, what do I need to work for? I just want to dedicate myself to Hashem. And just, you know, what's this working about? And I think one of the pshatim is, the sheishes yamim te'asem malacha, is that if we were all dedicated to be connected to Hashem all the time, if it was always Yom Kippur, if it was always Shabbos for a Jew, so it wouldn't be so challenging in a certain way. Why? Because I know that what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to just dedicate myself. I'm supposed to disconnect myself from this world. And I'm supposed to, that's it, like the Goyim have, right? What do? You don't get married. You live on a mountain, and you just meditate and talk about God all day. What is a Jew? A Jew gets married, builds a family, goes to work, makes a living. And we have to spend the time, we all of us have to spend the time in this mundane world. But what's the purpose of the mundane world? It's te'asa malacha. It's to take that mundane world. It's to work. It's to have bein hazmanim. It's to get on an airplane and learn how to be sensitive on an airplane. It's to learn to go home and to be sensitive to your siblings, to your family. It's to learn to be in this world, but at the same time, to connect to Hashem. That's what a Jew is. That's the beauty of a Jew. The beauty of a Jew is that even when I'm doing mundane things, even when I'm building, that's all, it's all for Hashem. It's really all for Hashem. That's, the Kutzke Rebbe says that, Hashamayim, Shamayim, Lashem. The Shamayim is, the heavens is for Hashem. V'aretz nasan levnei adam, and the world was given to man. Hashem is, Shamayim is spiritual, and the world was given to man. But what does he add? He says, the world was given to man to make the earth. Hashemayim, Shemayim, Lashem. The Shemayim is for Hashem. V'aretz, and the world, Nasan, Livnei Adam, for man to make the physical into spiritual. To build the Mishkan and to say, don't build the Mishkan. Don't do me any favors to be so holy. Don't build the Mishkan. Hold up on Shabbos, right? Because you would think on Shabbos, also build the Mishkan. No. It's saying at the end of the day, everything you do on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday is really all for me anyway. The reason you're making money, that's why we give Meiser. The reason we go home now for Pesach is what? Is to be with our family, to be mechabed our parents, or people who go and make money, whatever it is, to be able to learn more, to be able to do what they're supposed to be doing. So I think one of the avodas of us during Bein HaZmanim, and this is, I think, one of the most challenging things for all of us all the time, is I told this to someone on Purim. You know, we finished our Suda, and I'll end off with this story. We finished our Suda, and it was Erev Shabbos. We were trying to get back to Yeshiva, and I was going to bring my car. Someone was going to drive it, and we had my car, and I have two cars. We were looking for the keys for both cars, and my wife, we couldn't find the keys, and I was starting to get frustrated. I was starting to get frustrated. And we had a beautiful Suda on Purim and singing and tshuva and connecting to Hashem. And I said, maybe the whole thing was just that I don't get upset that I can't find the keys to my car. Maybe the whole thing. We think it's all about, ooh, holy, holy, holy Purim and connecting and singing and crying and doing tshuva. No, but I'm going to get frustrated that I can't find my keys. To be able to bring Hashem into the fact that I can't find my keys, and to be able to bring Hashem into the fact that I got to listen to my siblings and my parents, and I have to clean the drawer, or I might have to go ahead and do mundane things, that is holy. That is what te'asa malacha. At the end of the day, sheishes yamim te'asa malacha, whatever work you're doing, it's in order to connect to Hashem. May we all be zocha as we are in the spirit and the different flow of whatever we're in, to realize that that's also Hashem. It's not just working in yeshiva, working on myself, being in yeshiva, being wherever I am, working on myself, working on myself, working on myself. At the end of the day, we have to remember that it's Shabbos. Shabbos, everything Shabbos. Every day is Shabbos. Every day is Hayom Yom Rishon LeShabbos. What does that mean? It means every day I realize Te'asem Melacha. That's all for the purpose of connecting to Hashem. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful morning. Have a wonderful evening. And thank you for listening.